Scott. Your work is with the National Farm Medicine Center, and just as a way of an introduction, tell me a little bit about the center itself and the work that you do there.
Yeah, my name is Scott Heiberger. I'm the communication manager at the National Farm Medicine Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Part of that center also includes the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety. That's funded by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. And our farm center has been there for 40 years now. It's part of a Marshfield Clinic Health System, which provides health care to about half of the state of Wisconsin, mostly rural areas. And so, you know, 40 years ago, the physicians there figured, you know, the clinic is seeing patients from farms that have injuries and illnesses that are particular to a farm setting. And so why not formalize that into a center that studies and does outreach on these issues? We also are part of the Upper Midwest Ag Safety and Health Center at the University of Minnesota. We work closely with them. And in a nutshell, the work that we do is a combination of outreach and research. Outreach helps us get resources, things that farm families, supervisors and managers of young people in agricultural settings, things that they might need to do their work. And with those resources that already exist, we do outreach, letting people know that we have these. And then we also do research, laying the groundwork for future projects, maybe laying the groundwork for policy changes that might be helpful to agricultural population. And so we work very closely with not only farmers, but the people who influence farmers or can help influence their safety decisions. And so that might be insurance people, extension, ag lenders, volunteer fire departments, any number of organizations and people in the ag community that work with farmers and that are trusted by farmers.
Yes. Well, and really, while we traditionally think of farm safety in the lines of, okay, how to properly work around equipment, you know, grain bin safety, those sort of things, really, there's been a whole nother set of farm safety measures that we've been focused on this year with the global pandemic, COVID-19. And so how are farms and ranches adjusting what they do to keep safe on the farm?
Yeah, you know, you're talking from the family farm to the packing plants and everything in between. So it's quite a range on the kind of the more industrial, large scale end. OSHA became very involved, National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, CDC, working to provide checklists and resources for employers to keep the workplace and the workers safe in terms of the virus transmission. And, you know, then more on the family farm end, you've got other types of resources that are being aimed in that direction. At the National Farm Medicine Center, a group that we've worked with and focused on quite a bit is the family farm and just the family dynamics. It's incredible that farm parents, what they have to do, of course, and anybody listening is nodding their head that, you know, there you are with these long periods of time where kids used to either be in childcare or school or in activities that maybe you could schedule some of your more hazardous work around those times when the kids are kind of out of your hair, you know. Now you're trying to help them with homeschooling. I mean, even things like getting your homework in. I know my son, that's half the battle is, you know, each teacher has a different platform they're using, and it's just difficult to do that. So the point is, you got parents homeschooling and working off the farm and trying to supervise their kids in what could be a potentially hazardous setting. So that they just had never been spread so thin. At the same time, there are some pluses. You've got the kids around more at the planting and harvest time, which is very unusual, unprecedented that they're out of school at those times. So maybe they're able to lend a hand, which is great. That's the positive end of things, that, you know, they're around, that there's more family time, they're able to lend a hand. But then the flip side of that is that kids are getting more exposure to hazardous situations that could cause injury.
Yes. Well, and not only is part of the work that you do at the center, Scott, related to, like we've talked about, providing some of those safety measures, research, you name it. But also, I think there is a way for farm and ranch families to really connect by telling their stories, about close calls, injuries, you name it. Tell me more about the work that you do in that realm, about that storytelling piece.
And that's one of my personal favorites. We have something called tellingthestoryproject.org, telling the story project, all one word. It's a place where we post stories, where we talk to farmers, we talk to farm families. And like you say, they share their close calls. They talk about situations where, maybe they were seriously injured, but survived. And it's therapeutic for them because they can talk their way through it. And even if they're mad at themselves for being dumb, you hear that a lot. I was so stupid to do this, et cetera. But they feel like at least by telling the story that they can prevent this tragedy or impact from affecting another family. So they feel like, they're getting something out of it. And for us, it's a great way to communicate because farmers trust other farmers. They certainly trust other farmers a lot more than safety and health people. So we try to take their stories and insert a couple safety messages in there, because chances are this is not the first time this has happened to somebody, and chances are there is some advice out there and some measures that can be taken to prevent this. And if a person goes to the tellingthestoryproject.org site, there's a place, a link towards the bottom of the page where you can email the project or email us. And if you have a story that you want to share, that would be a place to kind of get the ball rolling.
Well, I know we have thrown a whole boatload of information at folks today. So if there are any resources you want to direct them to, please share those.
Yeah, I'd say two suggestions. One would be to just Google National Farm Medicine Center. And when you arrive on the homepage, right at the top, there's a COVID-19 article or link. And what we've done, and it's particularly aimed at farm families, we've taken all the different resources, whether it's trying to navigate the healthcare exchanges or homeschooling tools or supervising appropriate jobs to kids, et cetera. We pulled it all together under one link. And so that's helpful. And then another kind of one-stop shopping, all the resources that we've created over these and updated over these years are available at a website called cultivatesafety.org. Cultivate Safety, all one word. It's kind of set up like Amazon. You go in there, you type in a keyword, what you're looking for, the job, maybe a particular task that you want your child to do, and you want a little more information, maybe a checklist to decide if they're ready to do that job. There's a bunch of agritourism resources. I know there's that's been impacted with the virus, with visitors coming out, but type in any term and all the relevant resources that we have for that particular job or term will pop up. So cultivatesafety.org is a good one stop.